following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Wilson Wednesday of 2021.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, this last weekend service was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it with you were there.
Yes,
I was. And getting to do it with the guys, some of the guys on staff, and it was just a reminder for me that the Lord has positioned us together in this season as a church to really speak into what's going on in our nation, in our country, in our city, Lord, and the Lord's really provided these guys to speak into that. So really proud of them.
Yeah.
It was pretty overwhelming to see all them up there sharing their heart for you, the Refuge family, and for the Lord and for their families. So. Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment this weekend. If you didn't get to see that, jump back into this week last weekend and check out some of the things that it's entitled Lessons We Learned in 2020. Mm-hmm. I believe Refuge Daily is theme this week is going to be what we learned in 2020. We did that last Wednesday, so we're going to do something a little bit different for today, but wanted to kind of share what we just did. We did something with our family the other night, and Bethany's going to share that.
Yeah, so it's always a good idea, I think. You don't have to, but you know, you've heard of New Year's resolutions and goals and things like that, and it's not so that you are bound to do this or not eat sugar for the whole year, my son has decided he's not going to eat sugar all year, and he
Jack
had
said
ice
he's,
cream last night.
Jack said he's not going to eat sugar all year. And he's 3 days in, which actually, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
I was like, just stick to like one sweet thing a day.
I was like,
maybe,
you should eat some sugar.
Sugar is joyful. It makes you happy.
So you purpose. Anyway,
So you purpose to have some sort of goal. And so a couple years ago, I had read the book Reset, written by a pastor's wife. And she kind of goes through kind of resetting your mind and your goals and, you know, maybe some things you need to cut out of your life so that you can be more focused on what God has called you to do and called you to be. So I kind of did a super streamlined thing of that for our family since we were all home in our PJs for New Year's Eve, which was quite lovely. I missed the people that we usually, you know, hang out with, but it was nice to be as a family. So we did this. Our goals for 2021, and the first question is...
And you don't have to be a family to do this. You could do this as an individual.
Do it on your own.
Yeah.
Who I am, starting with, you know, mother, daughter, child of God, children's ministry worker, baker, homemaker, walker, if you walk around the neighborhood, like everything
you
that
are.
You feel like identifies you, because that really has a lot to do with when you look at the goals that you want to have, you look at, well, who am I and who am I called to be, and making sure that those things are going to, you know, that your goals are going to help in those areas that you're called to. The second one is things that frustrate me. So just listing like things throughout the day that frustrate you. Our garage door drives me crazy because it doesn't shut all the time.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what time of the day. Some days it'll just be like, no, I'm not shutting today. And it drives me absolutely
crazy. You go hand pull it down.
Yeah, hand pull it down and then yank it back up and stuff like that. So just different things throughout the day that frustrate you. And then, you know, you can think about your goals later when you look at different areas of your life. Like in my goal for my home making is to get that garage door fixed, things like that. So things that frustrate you. And
this
then
is
things,
all for what your the direction you went ahead in 2021.
Things that frustrate me, and then things that bring me joy, because each day we should have something that, whether it is a 5-minute coffee break or a 30-minute time, a 30-minute bath, or you know, a walk or something like that, doing a puzzle, hanging out with someone who fills you up, having something throughout your day that you can look forward to, and just something that helps fill you up is a good thing to kind of put. And then for your goals, we just kind of split it up in your spirituality, your spiritual life, setting a goal, family, setting a goal, friends. For my kids, I put school, and then health. And so when we did it in the book Reset, she has you do three things where you set your goal, you plan, like, what's my plan? Like, I want to, you know, get up at, I want to have a daily devotional time. That's my goal. My plan is I'm going to set my alarm at 7 o'clock, or I'm going to go to bed earlier, or, you know, whatever that time is that you want to spend time with the Lord. And then the third one is prune, and just seeing, like, what do I need to take out of my life so that I can get this goal? And maybe it's, you know, thinking about getting up early to spend time with the Lord. Maybe the thing that you're going to prune out is, you know, going to bed at 10 o'clock, not watching late night television, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. So, just something good to look forward to.
Things that will ultimately bear more fruit.
Yes.
For the Lord.
Yeah. For who you are called to be.
Yeah.
And who you are.
So we sat down with our family around the dinner table the other night, actually the dessert table.
Yes.
We primed them with dessert, and we had them all write their kind of just that stuff we just went through, what Bethany just went through, out. And we're going to keep them for 2021. We'll bring those back out and see how we did. And again, maybe you're a goal setter, maybe you're not a goal setter, but this is just a way to kind of assess where you are and kind of where you'd like to go. And one of those areas that we purpose, I think all of us purpose to do, and including our kids, was to do devotion times in the morning consistently. And so one of the things that we do that pretty consistently in our lives, because it does bear fruit. And one of those things that just out of right away application is my father-in-law. He gave me one of these books this weekend. I think he gave all the guys on staff one. And
the pastors,
I hope, now that I'm
the pastors,
that,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the pastors.
edit, maybe not, I don't know. So anyways, they don't want to.
And he covered it.
But he covered it, and it's really a cool kind of thing, and it's from Psalms. And this morning, I was just up, and actually early this morning, and just read this, and I thought, wow, this is application right away. And so here's the kind of the verse for Wilson Wednesday today. Comes from Psalm 3, and it's verse 5. And it's a time when David is fleeing from his son who wants to take him out. And he says, I lay down and slept, David wrote. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. Mm-hmm. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. And I thought, wow, that is an incredible testimony to the peace that God can bring into someone's life. Even though there's thousands of people who've set themselves against me, I can stay sleeping. I can find a way to sleep because I know I can rest in the Lord. And I thought that was so perfect for kind of maybe where some of us are at, where maybe we don't have 1,000 people after us, but there is a sense of, God, what's going to happen next? And there's a certain, and we talked about this weekend, some of the guys shared just that during the pandemic, some of the ideas of, like, God, what are you going to do with, I have to support my family, and I have to, and all those things kind of went on, and maybe you've experienced some of that. But David says, listen, in those moments, I can rest because of who the Lord is. And just one more, because I thought, man, Psalm really was speaking to me this morning. Psalm chapter 4, verse 7 says, and this is speaking of the joy, and one of the questions that Bethany had brought up was, what are some of the things that bring you joy? And maybe there's in a season where it feels like, man, I don't know what that is, but we can always, actually, as we think about who God is and who we are in light of who God is, that should always bring us some level of joy, of realizing what he's done for us and where we ultimately end up. And so in verse 7, David writing, he says, you have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. Mm-hmm. In other words, when there's a plethora of food and grain and the crops are good and everyone is socializing, it's great, there's still more joy to be found in the Lord than even in those really good times. And so I think that's true. And as we look at 2021 and we move into 2021, it's really those sorts of things that we want to look for. Lord, you are the one who brings us peace, that I can sleep at night, even though 1,000 people are after me, right? And even though I have all these different concerns, I can sleep at night. And secondly, Lord, you're the one that brings me joy. So even in moments of 2021, where it feels like, oh, where's the joy? Do I have the joy of the Lord? Yeah, well, I seek after him. And some of those things that you talked about are really those things that we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, preparing our morning time as we spend time with him in the Word.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, when I've gone back to look at these goals that I've set in the beginning of the year, I look at those and think like, oh my goodness, we're doing that stuff. And I'm not consciously halfway through the year thinking this was one of my goals at the beginning of the year. I need to do this. It just becomes a habit and a part of your life and how you live. And you think, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So I think that's the idea of setting kind of a vision for the future and stuff. So,
yeah. Well, we are looking forward to spending Wilson Wednesdays with you through 2021. Thanks for joining us. Let me pray. God, I pray, Lord, as people are watching this, Lord, that there would be a desire of their heart to grow in you in 2021. And sometimes that growth, it happens by experience and things that happen to us. And other times it's something we set out to do. We have a vision for, Lord, and we discipline ourselves by the power of your Spirit. Lord, you remind us, Lord, of what we are called to be and who we're called to be. And so, Lord, in 2021, Lord, I pray for us as a church at Refuge to be growing in you. Lord, that we'd look back in 2021 and think, I grew. There were parts of my life that you grew in us, Lord. And so I pray for our devotion time. I pray for our time as we sharpen each other with our family and with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Lord, would you strengthen us in 2021 for the purposes and the goals that you have set out before us? May we be strengthened. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Bye, everyone.
Bye, you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.